There is so much beauty in the sight that greets me, but there is so much ugliness and disappointment too. He's right. My new world is a cage. A beautiful, terrible cage that's bordered by a dreamy blue ocean. Reams of barbed wire and armed guards stationed every few meters apart. He marches me down a wide path and jerks me to a stop on the edge of a driveway that's magnified in luxury by the three black Jeeps and the black Ferrari parked there.
"Take a good look around,"
he says, crushing me to his side.
"Drink it all in. Perhaps now you'll see that the inside of my bedroom isn't such a bad deal after all."
"What is this place?" I whisper.
"I've given you the answer to that question already."
Home. Beyond the fancy vehicles and the emerald green lawn is a picture-perfect vista of paradise. Or it would be if it wasn't for all the lookout towers set along the beach. I turn my head away, determined not to cry. It might be his home, but it will never be mine. His mansion is like something from the deep south. It's an elegant estate with an inherent romanticism about it, but it's a fortress nonetheless, shielded with jade flora and tiny pink flowers and broken glass cemented into every window ledge.
Chapter 4. Dante. She stares at me, with those flawless sapphires widening in shock, and I swear they're punching a hole right through to what's left of my heart. Her face is scrubbed clean of makeup, and her hair has been scraped back into a rough ponytail. She looks pure this way, untainted. Somehow she's even hotter in jeans and a denim jacket than she was in that black skirt. Fear is creeping into her eyes, but there's a touch of defiance, too. Does this woman have any idea what she does to me? What's she doing here, anyway? Is this man her lover? My hand clenches into a fist as my beast reawakens. Shades of red cloud my vision as I step further into the room and close the door behind me, yanking down the blind to shield the rest of the world from my twisted brand of justice. I pull so hard on the cord that the damn thing snaps in my hand. I toss it away as I lift the safety and aim the muzzle a little to her left. I'm going to enjoy every second of this.